Greene County Department of Emergency Management Director Larry Woods says the best time to prepare for severe weather is well before it occurs.
You know, we have the gray sky days. Those are the days when the storms are coming and we really need to have our plans in place. And we have the blue sky days. So we always try and impress on folks, hey, make your plan during the blue sky days. Know what you're going to do so when the gray skies happen, you're ready to go.
Woods said it's a good idea for a household to print out a plan and pin it somewhere central, like on the refrigerator. Have a kit ready with flashlights, batteries, a radio, food, and water. A plan should take into consideration everyone in the home.
The key is to the whole thing is just communicating it effectively and ensuring that everybody knows that in a particular circumstance, such as a tornado, if we're inside the house, where do we go? Where do we take refuge? Do we have a basement? Do we not have a basement? Do we have an outdoor storm shelter? Do we have none of that? Are we going to the most interior room in the house? What does that look like? And just making sure that everybody knows what that plan is and then executing that plan on those gray sky days.
Other things to keep in an emergency kit are a whistle, cell phone chargers, first aid supplies, and sanitary wipes. Woods said no weather radios are an excellent way to learn specific warnings in your area. These small devices activate only when severe weather comes around. He recommends keeping a weather radio in a bedroom. As for people who rely only on outdoor sirens, Woods says it's important to remember that those are actually designed to be heard outdoors.
These sirens are actually designed as outdoor devices. If you live close to one and you're in your well-insulated house at 3 o'clock in the morning, then there's a very strong possibility you're going to be able to hear it inside your house, but they're not designed for that. They're designed to warn people out of doors in sports stadiums and in public parks and parking lots, etc.
And it's important to keep an eye on the weather forecast. From KSMU News, I'm Todd Deering.